We just thank you today for what you're doing in us today, Lord God. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you today. We honor your presence. Your presence is holy. Your presence is mighty. Your presence is what we need. In your presence, there's love, joy, peace, gentleness, good faith, meekness, temperance. Besides that, oh, we need it in a superabundant supply, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in us today. And, Father, you said, who can know their error? So we come to repent before you. Gloria Dean, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Thelma, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, Father, we just come to repent before you today, and we ask you, Almighty, in the name of Jesus, oh, please forgive us, oh God. Cleanse our hearts in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are thankful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and you are with us, oh God. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the radio, the airways you allow us to come on and bring forth the word, to teach the word. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for clearing everything in the airway, moving all interference. We rebuke the enemy who will bring interference in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, God, we thank you ahead of time for what you've done. You are doing great things in us. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Father. We appreciate all that you've done. We appreciate everything you are about to do in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you, Lord, for you are merciful. You are mighty. You are great. We honor your presence today. We honor you. You are the Most High God. Every demon, every devil on assignment to block your will, we cut it off at the root right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. We agree with your plan today, Lord God. Have your way in us, Almighty. We appreciate you, Father. We come with grateful hearts to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for your great favor. I cover everyone on the line, everyone coming on the line with the precious blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you more today than we did yesterday. And we need you more in this hour than we ever had in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come with grateful hearts. And, Lord, give us contented hearts. Oh, God, remove grumbling and disagreement. Remove frustration, irritation, all of those things the enemy tried to throw at us. Remove them in the name of Jesus. Oh, give us, for you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the great peacemaker that we need. So we thank you for peace in the midst of everything that we're going through. You are Almighty in Jesus' name. Well, welcome to the Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank God for each of you all. I thank God for what he's doing in all of us. All of us. He's doing great and mighty things for his children. And he load us up every day with benefits. So I just unmuted the line. So if you have any noise in the background, I'm asking you to mute yours, but I unmuted everybody.
Amen.
I thank God for everything that he's doing
praise
in us.
God.
I'm sorry. We have someone on saying praise God. What's your name? How you doing?
I'm Mother Campbell or Pastor Julian.
Okay. We thank you, Mother Campbell. We appreciate you coming on with us. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, the Father. We thank you for everyone on the line, those who keep coming on. We thank you, Lord, for sending them on, for touching
Amen.
Their hearts, Lord God.
And
so, Father, I just thank you. So Get your Bibles ready. This is Bible study, and we need the Word in front of us. In case you don't have the Word, get the Word and put it in front of you, the B-I-B-L-E.
Amen.
That's the book for us. So here's what we're going to do. We have Sister Telly on with us, and she's going to play a song of praise. What a friend we have in Jesus. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's from the Philippines. Good afternoon, Sister Telly. How are you?
God bless you.
I'm ready to play the What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Go right ahead, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Praise
God. What a friend we have in Jesus. We are so grateful that she is very gifted, talented. God has gifted her with a ministry of worship and praise and playing on the keyboard. I thank God for her. Well, right up from Metairie, Louisiana, we have Sister Gloria Dean Charlo with us. She's on with us today. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Right. Hallelujah. Are you ready for me to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's going to be kind of short. I don't know all the verses. In fact, I have the verses, but I won't be doing the braces.
Okay. What are you playing today?
I'm playing right now.
What's the name of it?
It is no secret what God can do.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. No.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gloria Jean. Hallelujah. We thank God and Sister Gloria Jean from Metairie, Louisiana. It's no secret what God can do. Now, you know God can take something and make he can take nothing and make something out of it. Look how he did in the creation, in the mm-hmm. garden, in creation. 6 days he took nothing and made something mm-hmm. out of it. And then he decided, listen, I'm going to make me a man. So he made Adam, then he made Eve, and that's where mm-hmm. we came from. So we thank God for the people of Amen. God that God created. He's the God of impossibilities. Nothing.
Amen.
No secret what he can do. No, nothing's a secret what he can do. So I thank God for each of you all today coming on the line. We're about ready to do our affirmations. So we have Esther on with me. She's going to help me out here. I'm going to give you all, those of you who've never been on before, I'm going to be telling you how to do it in just a moment. So here's how we do the affirmation. You repeat after me, each affirmation after me, and then Esther will say the scriptures, and we just listen to the scriptures. And if you feel led, you can write the scriptures down as she called them, and we appreciate you. So we're getting ready to get started. Repeat after me. I was created.
I was
created
to love God.
To love God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
With all my soul.
With all my soul.
And with all my strength.
All right,
Esther's going to say it, and we can just listen to her.
From the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5, and it reads, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Amen.
Esther,
repeat after me.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the scripture.
Okay, we'll give
Gloria
it to you.
Dean.
I'll give it to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, Deuteronomy 6:5. All right, Esther. I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat after me. I was created to love others.
I was created to love others.
Like I love myself. Okay, Esther.
From the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 39, and it reads, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Amen.
All right, you read 22:39. All right, if you'll repeat after me. My steps are ordered.
My steps are ordered.
By the Lord.
All right, Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Amen.
All right, thank you. The scripture she gave.
Amen.
Psalms 37, 23.
Okay.
All right. Repeat after me. I delight myself.
In the Lord.
And he gives me the desires of my heart.
The desires of my heart.
Okay, Esther.
Psalms 37, chapter, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen.
All right, she read from Psalms 37:4. All right, repeat after me. I commit my way. To the Lord.
And I trust in him.
In him.
All right, Esther.
From Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
Thank you. She read from Psalms 37, verse 5. All right, repeat after me. The book of the law.
The book of the law.
In my thoughts.
In my thought.
In my thought.
Daily.
Daily.
I meditate on.
I meditate on.
God's word.
God's word.
Day and night.
Day and night.
I obey.
I obey.
All that is written.
All that is written.
That is written.
And then I will make my way prosperous. And I will have good success.
And I will have good success.
From the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. And it is, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen.
Amen. You read from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. All right. Someone has someone talking in the background. I'm going to ask you to put your phone on mute, please. We're on the radio, and it picks up all sounds throughout your house. So I appreciate your cooperation. Repeat after me. Life is in. The power of my tongue.
The power of my tongue.
What I say.
My
future.
Change my future.
What I say.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
Amen. All right.
So she read Proverbs 18:21. All right. The last one. Repeat after me. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And prosperous. In my soul. And in my body.
And in my body.
Esther.
3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Amen.
Right. Thank you. The scripture was 3 John 2. 3 John verse 2. Thank you so much, Esther. Esther does an excellent job of reading.
Amen.
And I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well,
amen.
We have Stephanie with us today. She's going to read the scripture. We've been studying in the book of Genesis for a few months. And about 3 weeks, we've been in Genesis chapter 5. So we're going to ask Sister Stephanie, you can get your Bibles out, turn to Genesis chapter 5. She's going to be reading momentarily. So take your Bibles out, turn to Genesis chapter 5. And pay attention. All right. Sister Stephanie, how you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. How about you, Sister G?
I am wonderful, doing wonderful as well. We thank God for you. Go ahead and read the scriptures for us.
Thank you. Let me come from Genesis chapter 5, 1 through 32. and it reads, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. All in the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived for, he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. He called his son Adam, saying, Noah, saying, "This shall all comfort us, considering our work and toil with our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Amen. Thank you so much. I just love the way you read now. Someone is on the line talking to somebody else on another phone. Would you mind muting your phone, please, or moving away and talking to that person, just out of respect to us? We appreciate it. So I love the way you read. She can pronounce words. I'm like, Lord, how you say that word? I don't even know the words, but how to pronounce some of them. So I thank God for you, Sister Stephanie. She does an excellent job on reading those words, and they are not easy words to pronounce. So I thank God has taught her, you know, how to, you know, say the words. And I appreciate you. Well, we had homework. Our homework was from Genesis chapter 5. And we had to read it. Then we had to write 5 questions and 5 answers. So I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to take names down. So first I want to know who would like to share 2 questions from your homework and the answers. So please state your name. State your name and then wait until I call on you before you give the answers. All right, go ahead. The questions.
Stephanie, I'll share.
All right. Stephanie, hold on.
My question.
Hold
okay.
on, Stephanie. Hold on.
Yes,
All
ma'am.
Right, next person. Who else would like to share?
Mother Campbell.
Mother Campbell, okay. She didn't even do the homework, but she got some questions, okay. So you got to have questions from chapter 5 of Genesis. Mother Campbell, thank you. All right, who else would like to share their questions and answer and wait for people to answer? Go ahead, who else?
Tekla.
Tekla, thank you. All right, who else would like to share their questions? I don't want to leave anybody out. Share your questions. Each person's going to do 2 questions.
Gloria Dean.
Gloria Dean, okay, good. All right, anybody else? Want to leave anybody out? I have Stephanie, Mother Campbell, Tekla, and Glory Dean. Anybody else? All right. We're going to start with Sister Stephanie. She's going to read her question. And then if you want to answer, state your name and the answer, okay? Don't all answer at one time, though, but state your name and the answer. I'll kind of straighten it out if we go too much. So I thank God. All righty. Go ahead. Stephanie, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. My question is this. Canaan lived 70 years and begot whom?
Canaan lived 70 years, and who did he beget? Anybody? The question is, Canaan lived 70 years, and then who did he beget? Who were his sons and daughters he begot? Canaan.
Tekla.
All right, Tekla, what's the answer? Huh?
Mahalalel.
All right, is that
correct.
Right, Stephanie?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, next question. Thank you, Tekla. Next question.
This is the book of the generations of who?
This is the book of the generations of who is her question. Who's the book of the generations of who?
Tekla, Adam.
Very
right.
Good, Ms. Tekla.
Adam. Okay, good job. All right, next person is Mother Campbell. Can you give us your question?
Well, I'm looking at verse 23.
Don't give us where it's found. Just tell us a question, and they'll find it and answer it.
Okay, just ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry.
okay.
All the days of Enoch were how many years?
All right. How many were all the days of Enoch? Somebody other than Tekla. Thank you so much, Tekla. I know you are very knowledgeable in the word, but give somebody else a chance to look for it. Thank you so much. Love you very much. All right, next.
Stephanie.
All
and
right,
he
Stephanie.
Lived 365 years.
Is that
right,
Mother?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All
this
right.
Is 23.
One more question
Mother
Campbell.
Enoch.
One more question.
Who did Enoch walk with?
Who
Stephanie.
Did Enoch walk with yet?
God.
Very good. Thank
Take
you.
Your name and give the answer.
Stephanie Dodd.
Very
All
good,
right.
Miss Stephanie.
All right. Thank you, Mother Campbell. Yeah. Moving along to yeah. Tekla. What's your
Beautiful.
First question?
I love it.
Okay. My first question is, how old was Adam's son Seth when he begat his son Enosh?
How old was Seth when he begat Enoch? It's her question. State your name and answer it.
100 and, okay, Mother Campbell, I hope I'm 105 years old.
Is that correct, Tekla?
165 years old.
165. Oh, what verse is that in, Tekla?
What verse?
Genesis 5, 6.
Genesis 5 and 6. All right. Thank you.
How much is that? It said
165.
105 years and begun Enoch. You're sure you're of the right one, 5, 6?
All right.
Read it again.
She said, how old was Adam, or was it Seth when he begot Enoch?
Yes.
Is that the question, Tekla?
Yeah.
And she says, chapter 5, verse 6, and it's read, and Seth lived 105 years and begot Enoch. Not 65.
Yes, you're correct.
Years.
You're correct, Mother Campbell. I see it. All right,
yeah,
thank you,
right,
Tekla. One
right.
more question, Tekla.
My mistake, yes. How old was Enoch's father, Jared, when he gave birth to Enoch?
How old was Enoch's father when he begat, when he gave birth to Enoch? Okay. State your name and give the answer.
That's strange.
Where is that found? What verse, Tekla? Genesis 5 what?
Genesis 5:18.
Genesis 5:18. All right.
And Jared lived 100. You sure is the right question?
And Jared was 162 years when he got Enoch. Is that the right answer, Tekla?
Yeah, that's the right answer.
All right, thank you so much. Moving to Glory Dean. State your first question, Glory Dean.
Well, the first question is, How old was Enoch when Methuselah was born? How long did Enoch live before he got Methuselah?
Okay. What verse is that? Genesis 5 what?
21.
All right.
5 and 21.
All right, state your name and your answer.
Stephanie, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah.
Yep.
Is that right, Claire Jean?
Yeah, that's right. That was verse 21. You told me to give the verse 21.
Oh, okay. I just asked if that was the right answer that she gave.
Yes.
Okay. All right, question number two, Claire Jean.
Okay, question number two. How long did Methuselah live before he begot Enoch?
How long? What
verse is that in, Glory Dean?
Okay, that's verse 26.
How long? Repeat the question one more time.
Yeah, verse 26. And Methuselah lived after he begat Enoch 782 years.
Okay, so she gave us the answer. Methuselah
yes.
lived 782 years before he got his son. Okay. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. All right, someone was supposed to look up what pulse was. Who found it? What is pulse?
What's
P-U-L-S-E for the book. Hold up one second. We were in the book of Daniel, and someone was supposed to look up the word pulse, the definition. Who found it? Pulse.
I found it.
Thelma. Oh, hold on. All right, we got Thelma, and we have
Stephanie.
Anybody else? All right, Sister Thelma, what is pulse?
Well, when I looked it up, it is vegetables, and I've seen some of the vegetables.
Can you speak just a little bit louder? I can't hardly hear you.
I say it was vegetables. That's what it means, vegetables. And so, and some of the vegetables was like dry beans, chickpeas, and sweet peas, and also lima beans and kidney beans. The vegetables of those of that nature.
All right.
How do you spell that word?
Thank you. Hold on one second. Hold up. All right, so thank you, Sister Thelma. All right, Stephanie, mm-hmm. You're next. What else did you find out, Stephanie?
Okay. What did Daniel mean when he asked for pulse and water? The original word for pulse is Zaria, which, according to the Enchanted Strong's of Lexicon, it is literally translated as vegetables. Pulse in this context has typically began with for them to mean lentils, chickpeas, and some sort of legumes, seed-type foods, and vegetables.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else want to add to that? What from Daniel chapter 1, what is pulse? All right. Well, I thank you all so much. I looked it up as well. In Daniel 1:12, Daniel said in King James Version, "Prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink." Daniel chapter 12, chapter 1, verse 12 in the NIV Bible, "Let us test. Please test us 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water." So I looked it up as well. It says instead of meat, they didn't eat any meat, but they ate beans, peas, lentils, rice, millet, root vegetables. Root vegetables like turnip greens. You know how turnips have roots, rutabagas, all those vegetables, herbs, and fruit. Yeah, carrots, thank you, and fruit. And they had water instead of what?
Wine.
Wine. They had water instead of the wine. They refused to eat the king's diet. All right, so let me give you the homework for next week. Write it down. And if you don't get it, I'll give it twice. If you do not understand or get it, you can call me. You got my number. I'll give it to everybody again, 504-931-7399, Sister G, 504-931-7399. This is the homework for next week, July the 15th. Read Genesis 6. How many times y'all supposed to read Genesis 6?
Every day.
Genesis 6. Read it every day. I keep a Bible in my bed sometimes, and I turn over, flip the light on, I start reading the book. Got one by the bathroom. I sit on the toilet, read Genesis. So find whatever way you can, you know, fit it in. Sometimes you may want to. Sometimes I listen to it. I Google it, and I'll listen to it. Listen to it on the computer or whatever, that's phone. So read Genesis 6 every day. That means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay? Next.
Yes.
Write 5 questions from Genesis 6, just like you did today. Write 5 questions from Genesis 6 and the answers. And the answers. Okay? So we're helping each other grow spiritually.
Amen.
God says, 2 Timothy 2:15, study the word to be
yep.
pleasing to him. Study. I know I want to please God. So I do my best to study the word, read the word. So we're helping each other. Let's encourage each other. Okay, now, this is another part of your homework. Pray for healing for those who have coronavirus. People call me sometimes and they said, oh, I contacted the virus. Okay, so pray for healing. Now, many of you, I sent you product, a picture of products that you can take to help build the immune system. They're like ginger root. You can get that ginger root in the grocery store. You can slice it off and make a tea, put it in water, boil it. Lemon, you can slice lemon in that same pot. You can put garlic. All these things will help build your immune system. Also, pray for our families. Anybody need me to repeat the homework? Pray for families. Your family, our family, mm-hmm. every family in the world. Pray for them. Anybody
repeat,
need me to repeat the homework?
Ginger tea.
I can't hear you.
Repeat what to put in the ginger tea.
Okay, the ginger tea. You buy the ginger root, and I will text it to you as well. Remind me, send me a text to remind to show it to you. You buy the ginger root from the grocery store. You wash it real good. Slice it in some water, a pot of water. You add garlic, sliced garlic. Then you can add lemon. Slice that and boil it.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah. Good.
Anybody else? All right. Well, got the homework for next week. Don't forget the homework. So, all right, I want to ask you a question. We're going to go over some things that we went over last week on health. So here's the question that I want to ask you. What's for breakfast? Should we have stomach fillers? Just something because you're hungry? Can you eat anything? Or should we plan nutritious meals? What's for your breakfast? What's for your lunch? What's for your supper? You going to be like Daniel? Or are you going to be like King? Serve them, you know, food that's only belly fillers. That's what I call it. Next week, we're going to be getting into sugar and how addictive and poisonous sugar is for your diet. What did Daniel use, Sister Stephanie? What did Daniel use instead of sugar?
I don't know.
Who can tell me? What did Daniel use instead of sugar?
Honey.
What did that's sugar. What did Daniel use instead of sugar?
Nothing.
Yes, he did. He ate sweet stuff. What sweet stuff did he eat?
Fruit.
Fruit.
Fruit?
Yes. So name me some fruit.
Oranges, apple.
Grapes.
Pineapple, apple, grapes.
Bananas.
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 Oranges.
Melon.
Yeah, that's good. You guys are brilliant. So,
bananas.
I'm going to tell you, next week we're going to study how addictive and poisonous sugar is. You know, I love vanilla wafers. I love Cheerios. They got Cheerios. Some of it's full of sugar. I love Fruit Loops. All those things. You know, I love those pies. Sweet potato. I used to make them all the time. Cherry pie. I love them. But you know what? I weaned myself from that, and I started eating cherries. They're in season now. Strawberries, blueberries, bananas, apples, peaches, plums, pineapple. Every time I want something, I got rid of all that other stuff out my closet, my pantry. And I started eating. Yesterday I needed something sweet really bad. I have some watermelon. I have some, cherries, bananas. I have mangoes. prune. I have, you know, all that stuff that God made from the earth. That's what God is getting us to, the stuff from the earth that we need. What do our bodies need? What, did God design our bodies to eat a specific way?
Yeah.
Genesis 1:29.
Yes.
Mother Campbell, can you read Genesis 1:29, Mother Campbell?
Yes.
Yeah, let me find it quickly here.
I'm writing. I don't want to miss
Go
nothing.
Ahead, Mother Campbell.
You said Genesis 1:29?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm getting there. Sorry. Sorry that I'm not moving fast enough.
No, ma'am, it's no problem.
Okay, Genesis 1:29. Where are you, 29? Okay.
Genesis
chapter 1, verses 29. And it reads us, and the topic is the giving of food. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Genesis 1:29.
Amen. So what was included in that? What did he give us? Every what kind of seed?
Every kind of tree.
Herb-bearing
seed.
It is.
And what
and
else?
And he gave us healing seed.
Fruit.
Yes.
Yes, fruit. So
yes, fruit.
I don't read where he said, oh, what do you think that we should not eat, that we eat? We just love, and especially children love to go to this place. Where is it?
The candy store.
McDonald's, do you think that that's a belly filler or nutritional food? McDonald's, tell me.
No, it's a belly filler.
Belly filler. So do belly fillers keep us healthy?
No, ma'am.
No,
our bodies start to break down and we start limping. We go like, oh, Lord, what's this pain in my leg? I don't know what it is. What's another place that have belly fillers? Somebody else said it too.
Burger King.
Wendy's.
Burger King, Wendy's,
Burger
yeah.
King.
Every
Wendy's.
Fast food place have belly fillers. Somebody
I
else named Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Now, sometimes you could get healthy stuff at Golden Corral, but I'm telling you, I don't know nothing healthy you could get at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and those. Some people say, oh, I'm going to get a salad. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. They put toxins in those things to make them last long. And toxins are getting in our body, and they are harming us. And we don't want that. Because you start to get, oh, God, today I got such indigestion. Oh, Lord, I had to take a Tums or Rolaids. What's wrong? What did you eat? Look at your diet. God
mm-hmm.
is dealing with our diet. So these are some nutritional deficiencies we went over last week. Nutritional deficiencies and some things that we can take to help us with them. So you don't have to write them down. Just listen. So bone tenderness, vitamin D. You go to the doctor, you say, oh, Lord, but the doctor, my bones hurt. Yeah, he's going to give you something for it, but it's going to have a side effect. How can we get vitamin D other than in a pill form? How else do we get vitamin D? Who knows?
Milk.
Other than in a pill form, how else do we get vitamin D?
Stephanie,
milk. Okay, milk. What else? Something natural we can get vitamin D from.
E or D?
The sun.
D like in dog. The sun. You said it. Who said that?
Sunshine.
Stephanie.
Yes, from the sun. God provided everything we need in a superabundant supply. The sun.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why we having to take all these pills and all this stuff, because our, first of all, the sun. We don't hardly get any sun anymore. We be at the computer or looking at Love of Life or, you know, whatever them stories we look at. I don't know. But anyway, we don't get out and get sun like we need to. So sun will, God provide everything we need now. It's just up to us to do it. Okay, moving right along. Excuse me. Joint pain.
God bless you.
Thank you. Joint pain, vitamin C. Got joint pain, vitamin C. We're also going to cover that again. Joint pain, vitamin C. All right. What are some natural ways that we can get vitamin C? Some natural ways.
Oranges.
Oranges. What else?
Pineapples.
Pineapples, yes. All right. Now we're going to go to the next one. Muscle tenderness. Your muscle sore? You're missing thiamin. Thiamin.
Thiamin.
Muscles wasting away, getting the muscles going. You need protein, psyllium, and vitamin D. Edema. Got that swelling, you know that edema? Protein.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
what vitamin?
Some of these words are very difficult for me to pronounce. So just bear with me. I'm going to spell it first. ATAXIA. It's the loss of full control of body movement. You see some people have like a spasm or they have those seizures. Vitamin B is what they're missing in their body. Vitamin B. Now, also, this next word, it means the same as seizures, C-E-T-A-N-Y, seizures. You can take calcium.
Could you repeat that?
C-E-T-A-N-Y, seizures. You don't have to write it. Just listen. And I gave my phone number out, so if you want it, you can call and ask me. But it's T-E-T-A-N-Y, and those are seizures. You need calcium, increase in calcium, and magnesium. Now, I don't drink milk, so I went to the health food store the other day. I got some calcium and magnesium. And I don't have seizures, but it's for also for other things, for the bones. If you're feeling nervous, real nervous, sometimes you take the calcium and magnesium, and it will help you. Also, another one is numbness. Numbness. You feel a numbness, you need thiamin and vitamin B12.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Another one is reflexes. H-Y-P-O-R-E-F-L-E-X-I-A. Now, I'm going to tell you, I looked these up. I looked them up a few years ago. And I looked them up, and it says vitamin deficiency and what to do for them. I looked it up on the internet. Vitamin deficiencies and natural products you can take to help with it. All right? So I'm moving right along. The next one is a nutritional deficiency. Fatigue, you like exhausted. You go like, why am I so tired? What's wrong with me? I'm so tired. Iron, you can take iron. Also, vitamin B complex, you can take that as well. Now, sometimes you're feeling nervous, just for no apparent reason, anxious, nervous, anxiety. B complex, you're missing the B complex. You don't need no medication for everything. Say, Dr. Matar, what you got? Oh, yeah, they'll give you something for it. But then do you have side effects? You said, now it was my toe, now it's my foot. I'm sorry. It's my foot, doctor. So we keep going back and forth, you know, a vicious cycle, back and forth. We say, doctor, what happened? This here is bothering me. So then they decrease it or whatever. You know, I'm saying they're very helpful, but sometimes we don't need to go to the doctor for everything.
Yeah,
we need some research on our own. God help you know, it's up to us to take care of the temple. Of course, the doctors help us, but we also got to hear the great physician. Sometimes he says, don't you eat that. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm hungry. I ate what he told me not to eat. I had the worst stomachache in the world. I said, oh, you told me not to eat that, Lord, and I did it anyway. All right, if you get depressed sometimes, you don't need antidepressants. Vitamin D, get out, get some sun. Take vitamin D capsules. Poor memory. You got poor memory, you say, oh, my God, what was it? I went in the room and I went to get something, but I forgot it. And you know, sometimes you say, oh, my God, I forgot. What am I supposed to do? You keep forgetting over and over. What you need? Vitamin D. You ain't to see now. You don't have Alzheimer's. For vitamin D, B complex. I'm telling you, I was low. Sometimes I say, goodness, I didn't remember. What was I supposed to do? Went and got my vitamin B complex. I have improved memory. Now I'm going to move down to the hair. This is for hair. Like if your hair, you got a lot of dandruff in your scalp. And sometimes it's not just from washing it, you know, over and over often. You can wash it, still have dandruff. Omega-3 and selenium is good for dandruff. All right. You don't get these things, call me. 504-931-7399. I'll tell you how to locate them, and I'll give some of them to you. All right, so now you're having hair breakage. Your hair breaking up. You're like, well, what's wrong? You're lacking biotin. Now, I'm going to tell you, some medications cause your hair to break off.
Mm-hmm.
Some medications do. So, but biotin, it comes in a pill form. I don't know, it may come in other forms. Omega-3 and vitamin E. Your hair is thinning. Biotin, vitamin D. There you go again. We keep getting vitamin D and zinc. Zinc. Now, also zinc is a good product to build your immune system. It will help build your immune system. All right, let's move to our skin. You know, as we get younger, sometimes you say, what's this breaking out on me like that? Dryness. You got dry skin, omega-3, vitamin A and E. God is dealing with our diet and what we putting in our body, the temple where God lives. Be careful what we put in it. Are you drinking enough water? Sometimes the dryness is caused from not drinking enough water. All right, bruising. Your skin bruises easily. You are deficient in iron and vitamin C. All right? Inflammation. Having a lot of inflammation. B-complex and biotin. B-complex and biotin. Now we're moving to the eyes. These are symptoms you may have. You may have dark circles around your eyes. And sometimes it's from not getting enough sleep or enough rest. But you can take iron. Now, I buy iron that's not constipating. It's a liquid iron, and it's non-constipating. Because a lot of iron I used to take, boy, you get so bound up, you go like, what's wrong? All right? Now, poor vision. Poor vision. You know how, who was that? In the Bible, their vision never left them. Who knows? Moses. Okay, you got to speak up.
Moses.
All right, remember you got to say your name and the answer. Okay, thank you. Moses, okay? All right. So poor vision, vitamin A and D. Vitamin A and D. I need to take a lot of that. Vitamin A and D. Get in the sun more. I've been in too much. All right, now, mouth. This is going to deal with symptoms of the mouth. Cracked lips. Vitamin B12. I know sometimes I used to get, you know, my lips get chapped. That means I'm low on vitamin B12. Weak teeth. I'm going to also tell you something for cavities. It's clove oil. Got a toothache? Clove oil. They sell it at Winn-Dixie or one of those grocery stores and at the pharmacy sometimes. It comes in a little bottle. I have a Q-tip. I stick it down in there. I say, ooh, Lord, my tooth hurts. It tastes terrible and it burns. But it will stop that tooth from hurting. And sometimes it will, you know, halt the cavity. Won't make, you know, won't get worse. So,
the customer you're trying to reach is unavailable.
I learned these things over the years. I'm just sharing you what I learned. Cracked lips, vitamin B12.
The customer you're trying to reach is unavailable. Announcement
vitamin
number one.
D and calcium. Someone's got a phone going, another phone going in their house. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Thank you for cutting it off. So now, weak tea, vitamin D and calcium. Clove oil. Also, sore tongue. You know, your tongue is sore. I used to eat certain candy, like hard candy. My tongue used to get sore. And even the roof of my mouth. B complex will help with that. Now, I know for sure, bleeding gums, oh, my God. I used to brush my teeth and it just bleed. For bleeding gums, vitamin C. One time I had a tooth pull, and I went back to, you know, after about the dentist had me scheduled to come back, and I went back. He said, ooh, your gums heal quick. I said, oh, thank you. And I knew what I had been doing. I had taken a lot of vitamin C and also folic acid. But you got bleeding gum, you don't always have to get your teeth pulled. You go and you get some vitamin C, and it will help. All right. Joints. Got clicking joints. Joints clicking. Manganese and omega-3. Swelling joints. B-complex and potassium. All right, night blindness, eyes. This is eyes again. Night blindness, vitamin A and zinc. Conjunctivitis. Who knows what conjunctivitis is?
Stephanie, pink eye.
Yeah, pink eye. All right, you can take Raboflavin. I need Stephanie to teach me how to say these words. All right. So having this is with the neck, thyroid enlargement. Who knows what to take for that? Other than go to the doctor, what else can you do? Iodine. You know, a lot of times we get salt now that don't have iodine in it, and people are getting those goiters on their neck and stuff. Iodine is missing. All right. That's it with that part. Anybody? Okay, so we're going to say a prayer. We did this one last week, too. Mother Campbell, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to do this
iodine.
Prayer.
I'm allergic to iodine.
Huh?
I'm allergic to the iodine. I wish I didn't.
Oh, I hear you. I know. We'll ask God for something else. All right, we're going to say a prayer to resist temptation to eat foods that are not healthy for us. So we're going to repeat after me momentarily.
I need
and I know I need it. But let me tell you, over the years, I just quit buying it. I just passed it by in the grocery store. I said, oh, no, I ain't going on that aisle. It's too much sugar and that stuff right there. And even packaged foods. If you read your package label, full of salt, full of sugar.
Yeah.
All right. So repeat after me. Lord, thank you.
Lord, thank
Lord,
you.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Thank you.
For creating healthy food.
For creating healthy food.
For me to eat.
For me to eat.
And to stay healthy.
And to stay healthy.
Lord, help me to choose foods.
Lord,
help me to choose foods.
That will help me to stay healthy.
That will help me to stay healthy.
Lord, help me to choose healing foods.
Lord, help me to choose healing
foods. That are full of nutrients.
That are
full of nutrients.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I
thank
you.
For providing for me and my family.
For providing for me and my family.
Nutrients.
Nutrients.
That will help me, that will provide nourishment.
That will provide nourishment.
And
essential for my growth and maintenance.
Essential for my growth and maintenance of life.
Lord,
I cancel the spirit of
belly fillers.
Lord,
give me discipline.
Give me discipline.
That I would not purchase.
That I would not purchase.
More belly fillers. Help me choose foods that you provided. To keep me healthy and well. Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
Forgive me.
For not honoring. My body. The temple you live in.
The temple you live in.
By eating. Unhealthy food.
Lord, forgive me.
For putting wrong food. In my body.
That cause high blood pressure.
Diabetes. Cancer. Organ problems.
Blood problems.
All right. So, Lord Jesus. Help me.
Help me. Die to myself.
All right, now, I'm going to read something. You don't have to repeat it. Just listen. It's called Dying to Self, and it is on the computer, on your, you can Google it. It's called Dying to Self. Listen to it. When you are forgotten, neglected, or purposely set at naught, and you do not sting or hurt with the insult or the oversight, but your heart is happy being counted worthy to suffer for Christ, that is dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart, or even defend yourself and take it all in patient, loving silence, that is dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, I need help with all of them, but especially this, any irregularity, any impunctuality, any annoyance, when you can stand face to face with waste folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it all as Jesus endured, that's dying to self. When you are content with any food, any offering, any raiment, any climate, any society, any solitude, any interruption with the will of God, that is dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or record your own good work or itch after commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, that's dying to self. When you see your brother prosper, your sister prosper, and you have needs that need to be met, and you can honestly rejoice with your brother or your sister in spirit and feel no envy nor question God, while your own needs are far greater and in more desperate circumstance, that is dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself, and can humbly submit inwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up in your heart, that is dying to self. Are you dead yet? In these last days, Spirit will bring us to the cross that we might know Him, being made conformable in His death. So, y'all, I ain't passed none of those. Say, Lord, I got to die to myself, but I need help, Lord. I know I need help to die to myself.
Need help.
Exactly. So, we all need help.
I need a lot of help.
Yes, ma'am. Look, so I want to ask, anyone have any questions on anything we covered today? Any questions?
Tekla, I do.
Okay.
One, I have actually two comments and one question. You said that...
No comment.
The Bible says, you said the Bible says to eat herbs that yield seeds and fruits that yield seeds.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good one, but does that mean that most of the food, like fruits that are available in the market, are seedless because they are genetically engineered?
Mm-hmm.
So we are not to eat those?
Now, that is a question. I want you to do research next week for us. Google that question and come back with the answer next week. I appreciate you doing that. Google that question. That's
because
a great question. I love that question.
The reason why I asked
stop,
in England.
Stop.
Okay,
stop.
Okay.
Now, I want to know the comments of the reason. So I just want the question. Anyone else? Thank you, Tekla. That was an awesome question. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Questions about anything we covered today?
Sister, this is Telly.
Uh-huh.
I would appreciate if we can have a copy of the Dying to Self.
All right. So you text me, and I'll text to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any more questions? See, we can't be too long on what we ask because many people may have questions. So let's be considerate of one another. Anybody else with questions?
My question is, this is Thelma.
Okay, Thelma.
What kind of meat can we eat?
All right.
Is there any meat that we can eat?
What kind of meat can we eat? Okay, I'm going to do some research. Can we eat? What kind of meat can we eat? Anybody else want to help do research on that? What kind of meat can we eat?
Can I answer tofu?
Tofu and no. Hold up. 1 second. Hold up. What kind of meat can we eat? Who else want to help me do research on that? Then I'm going to let you talk, Telly. Go ahead.
Huh? Anybody
else?
Can eat... Instead of submit to full.
I don't know about computer, so I can't help
you. I got you. All right. Also, some people have Google on their phone. So let's help each other. All right. So I look like I'm doing it by myself.
You want us to do a research on this?
I'll still ask my children to help me and see.
All right. Technically, you're going to join me and do the research with that, too?
Or do
yes,
you want
I'm going to help you.
Tekla, do you want to help me do the research on that, what kind of meat we can eat?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we got Tekla and me. We're doing the research on that. All right, now, Telly, what were you saying? I can't hear you, Telly.
So I eat this tuna.
No, we're trying to find out what's the best meat for our body, not just what you eat, but what's the best meat for our body. Okay, you got it?
For everybody, you can eat tofu.
I don't like to have tofu. I got you. And it's not really
tofu.
A meat.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving right along. I have an announcement, and then we're going to pray. We're going to pray. This Saturday, we have Bible Story Land on the same number at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it will be family day. So you and your family, come on, listen, and participate. Sometimes we'll have, it's really kind of like a little program, but come on with us. And we're going to pray now for everybody. We're going to pray. All right, I'm going to call on two people to pray. Sister Thelma, can you pray and cover everybody on the line? Now, what I'm going to do, if you like, you can state your name, but you don't have to say their name, Sister Thelma. All right, I have all the lines open. If you like. All right, I'm going to call 944. You want to state your name? That's Telly, I believe. Is that you, Telly? All right, next person, 409, that's Tekla. We got Tekla. Okay, who else? Stephanie, I got you, Stephanie. I'm calling the names, but she's going to pray and cover everybody in a one-minute prayer. And then I'm going to call up somebody else to do a one-minute prayer. So we have a 504-914. That's Esther. All right, Esther, we're going to be praying for you. All right, let me see who else. Anybody else want to state your name? You want prayer?
Joyce.
Mother Campbell.
All right, Joyce, got prayer. Thank you. Anyone else?
Telly.
I got you, Telly.
Okay.
All right, all the lines are open. State your name if you want prayer. Anybody else?
Brother Riley.
Brother Riley, okay.
Brother Riley.
Who else?
Gloria Dean.
All right, Gloria Dean.
All right,
she's going to pray by the Spirit of God, how to I'm going to close this out, but I'm going to ask Tekla if you could say a one-minute prayer. I'll call on you in a few minutes, Tekla.
Okay.
All right. It has to be 1 minute, you guys, so look at your clock because we're running out of time, okay? All right.
Okay.
Anybody else need prayer before we move on? Okay. So, Sister Thelma. You don't have to state their name, but just by the Spirit of God, how the Spirit of God leads you, would you pray? And if you could, speak as loud as you can, I appreciate it.
Let us go boldly to the throne of grace, Heavenly Father. We come before you in Jesus' mighty name. We come, Father God, because you, God, the Creator, and you are all-knowing and all-seeing. And all hearing God. So, Lord, you know each individual that's on this prayer line. And at this time, Father God, we lift up our leader, Sister Carissa. We lift her up right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you will bless her in a great and mighty way. We thank you for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, we ask that you would touch the heart of each individual and that you would touch their body with your healing power hand, God, that you would blow over them and heal them in the name of Jesus. God, your words say that it's healing power in you, and we believe, God, we know that thou art the healer. So, Father, you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. So, Lord God, help us in this, in your mighty name, this day. Seek this healing in the name of Jesus, wherever we need this healing at. God, you know where our mind is at. God, you know we need perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need perfect peace, Father God. If you say whosoever mind is steadfast on you, you would give them perfect peace. So, Lord, help us to regulate our mind and keep our mind steadfast on you. And be blessed of you all day long. God, let us look up and believe and receive everything with thanksgiving. And we thank you for everything that you already supplied for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, God. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Tekla. Thank you, Thelma, Sister Tekla. 1 minute prayer only.
Okay. Father God, we want to thank you for this time of sharing with one another and encouraging one another and learning from the Word of God. We thank you for the time of fellowship. We thank you for teaching us how to take care of our body, the temples of the living God. And thank you for challenging us what to eat and what not to eat, and giving us ideas of how to go about preserving our bodies, which are the temples of the living God. Thank you, Father, for the things that you have provided for us, natural things, and help us to move away from things that are artificial and man-made and that are detrimental or that are harming our bodies. We want to praise you, and we want to thank you for blessing us with words of encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much. Now, I want to make a confession. You know, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. And, you know, we've been talking about how Adam and Eve got bamboozled by the enemy. Well, this past week, I got bamboozled by the enemy. So I asked the Father to forgive me. What happened was I went to this particular store to purchase a product, and I usually go there, and I was getting some meat, and I was getting something. So I asked how much it was. The person weighed it, and I said, how much is it? I said, oh, yeah, that's a good price right there. And I said, look, give me one more. So the person gave me one more piece of meat, and I said, well, how much is it? He said, oh, it's going to be the same price. I said, what? Then when I thought about it, then he wrapped it and laid it on the counter, and I took it. But I had a check in my spirit, so I had to repent. I said, Lord, forgive me. That's like taking hot clothes, buying hot clothes that are, it wasn't really that person's. For that person to give me that, because they didn't own the store. So I had to repent. I said, Lord, help me to refuse. Help me not to yield to temptation. So I had to repent before the Father
someone texted me just now, and I'm trying to do too many things at one time. So,
I had to repent because I know better. Now, that's the third time that happened to me. The first time, I overlooked it. The second time, I said, no, I have to pay the full price. Don't do that to me. This time, I got bamboozled again. So I said, Lord,
help me to stay alert and not be tricked by the enemy. So I repent, you know, for falling into that trap. And I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. So I thank the Lord for, you know, he forgave me. I can't even bring it up. You know, if I try to bring it up to him again, he's going to say, what you talking about? Because the Lord, once we repent, he throw it in the sea of what?
Forgetfulness.
He don't remember it. So I thank the Lord that, you know, I could, you know, be forgiven. I thank God that he put that in his promises, that we get forgiveness. So, anyway, moving right along. Just Nezzy, you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So Nezzy is going to be saying a prayer for us, like a closing prayer. And also, if she is led to, and, you know, the Holy Spirit leads her to have a word for someone. But I want to say, you know, go ahead. We got a little more time, so just take your time and go ahead. Sister Nezzy,
okay.
Elder Nezzy,
yes,
is from Atlanta, Georgia. So we thank God for her being on with us.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you today.
Can you speak a little bit louder?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of prayer. For you said that men should always pray and not faint. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your people that are so precious to you, every last one of them, God, you know them by name, and God, they mean so much to you, and you mean so much to them, oh God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch them, oh God, Father, for the rest of this week, that you will bless them, Lord God, that you'll keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. And Father, we rebuke and bind anything that the enemy would try to bring, to cause chaos, to cause confusion, to cause doubt. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will touch them one by one, name by name. God, visit our homes, oh God, and as we go through this day, watch over us, Father, and let no weapon formed against us to prosper. Lord, bless the woman of God as she leads your people, Father, to higher heights and deeper the depths, oh God. Father, you said we should learn and know the word, oh God. And so I'm asking you, Lord, to bless them, God. Touch their bodies, hey, God. Hey, Shande. Shande Kose, Kadabande. Touch them in the bodies, Lord. Hey, somebody need a miracle, God, in the bodies, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch them right now, Father. We bind the enemy and eradicate anything that will come against us. In the name of Jesus, no backlash for the woman of God. But as she is poured out, Lord God, bless her. Lord, bless our children, these people, their kids, God. Some of them are in trouble. Some of them are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. But, Lord, we ask that you send angels to see about their children, Father, where they're being disobedient. And, God, watch over them and keep them, God. Even in their mess, God, don't let the enemy have them. In the name of Jesus, cover their kids. Cover their loved ones. Cover their husbands and their wives, Father. In the name of Jesus, and meet every need. Hey, God, and God, I thank you right now. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry, but give it to him. Hey, God, and that he has not forgotten you. I don't know who I'm talking to. But he's not forgotten you. He's not forgotten the promise. And that he promised to you, and it will happen. Thank God. And be still and know. Be still and know that he's God. And he's not giving you the spirit of fear. And I rebuke the shame, any shame that the enemy would try to bring on you about anything. God say it's in the past. It is no more. It is forgiven and it is forgotten. So, Father, I thank you now. Bless them, oh God, and keep them and bring them back to this place the same time next month, doing the same thing in victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Anything else, Elder Nezzy?
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. God, just hear one scripture said, it is written. It is written that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. Take him at his word. Take him. Take him at his word. If he said it, he's going to do it. He's going to bring it to pass. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. That the Lord, it ever shall, but pray and trust him, and he's going to bring it to pass. I don't know who's up for, but stop worrying. Go to sleep. I shall. It ever shall. Go to sleep. It ever shall. Give it to him, and let him think, let him worry about it, not you. But go to sleep. I seek sleep and rest in your mind and your spirit. In the name of Jesus, God take today. If you trust him, you're going to have the best sleep that you've had in a long time. Trust him and go to sleep. That's for somebody. I don't know who it is. But trust him. He loves you very, very much. Forget the past and move on with God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
He has you covered. He has you covered. He
Amen.
Has you covered. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And as long as you stay in the art of safety, stay cool about sticking it on a boat shop. You know, on a Monday, cool up that. As long as you stay in the art of safety, on a boat shop, you will be covered. Don't move out of place. Don't move out of place. Stay where I put you, said God. Don't move out of place. Don't move to the left. Don't move to the right. Don't move out of place. For I will give you the time of moving. For the next move of your life. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who that's for, but don't move.
Jesus. Amen.
Don't move. Don't move. Don't make that move. Don't move. Don't move. Don't be distracted. Don't be moved. You stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Yeah.
And you stay right there. And he just, I hear him say, plant your feet. Just plant it, and like you plant your feet in the ground and just sit there. Don't move. Stay right there. I know the wind is blowing. I know it's shaking. I know the storm is raging. But God said, don't move. Stay right there. He got you.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
So be blessed. As far as I don't hear anything else for anybody.
Thank you, woman of God.
Except healing in your body. God, heal our bodies. Heal our bodies, Lord. Touch our bodies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Touch our bodies, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, God, out of a cold. Touch our bodies, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody got misery in their body, Lord. It ain't a bull shot. Touch it, oh. Under the bull shot. Lord, across the back. It ain't a bull shot where there's misery. Touch our bodies, Lord. All our bodies, for God. Oh,
yes,
shit, God. Touch. Touch them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And it is so, according to the word of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Elder Nessie. I appreciate you. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, we're praying. Don't forget your homework. Don't forget to do your homework. Don't forget to pray for people who got coronavirus. Pray for our families. Read chapters. Genesis chapter 6, all that. So I'm saying each of you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And praise the Lord like you lost your mind and give him thanks.
Amen.
Saturday on Bible Story Land, 8 o'clock East, Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And also next Wednesday. God say the same about all these things. We'll be on. Hallelujah. Love y'all.
Amen.
Have a great afternoon. Love y'all.
Thank you. Love
you. Love you guys too. Bye bye.
Bye now.
God bless. God bless. God bless everybody.
Enjoy the moment of it.